Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Monday, January 20th, 2014. Tonight's guest is a 17-year-old guitar virtuoso, but that shouldn't surprise anyone who knows that Zach Thiessen and his brother Josh, a wildlife artist who's been tutored by Robert Maitman and was an Arts Connection guest a few months ago, were part of a study of an elite group of 24 prodigies being studied worldwide. Zach, who's on the phone with us from his home in Stony Creek, Ontario, recently released his first CD, Courage, which features four songs that are a mix of jazz, heavy metal, and fusion. Zach will talk to us tonight about his music and his CD in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Visibility from Zach Thiessen's Courage EP. And now to our interview with Zach Thiessen. Good evening, Zach.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Looking at in some of the background material you sent me, you noted that you were considered a late bloomer and that your musical talent only came out about 4 years ago. There's something that kind of led to that. Can you sort of give us a little background of what happened that got you involved in music?
Yeah, well, as a young child, I had been into like sports and also like math and technology kind of stuff like that. It wasn't until I was 13 that I actually got into music. I'd been gifted musically growing up, but hadn't decided to play any instruments or take any lessons, like vocal lessons or anything like that. But when I actually had a concussion that winter, I actually began to start liking music about 2 weeks after my worst concussion when I was 13. Actually, my brother's art mentor, Josh's art mentor, he's a painter, actually, my brother. She brought me an acoustic guitar, and I just started going away on that. And before that, I'd never really been focused on anything in my life. Growing up, I'd kind of done many things, but not really focused on one thing. So it was until that time that I focused on music solely. So, yeah.
So what was it about the guitar that kind of made you? Because, I mean, you do a number. I mean, you've got 6- and 8-string guitars. You've also got the ukulele, the balalaika. So what attracted you to that kind of instrumentation to decide to focus in on that?
I think the reason why I gravitated to it, I think, is because I'd always had a rhythm and I'd always had kind of melodies flow in my head before picking up any instrument. And I think that on the guitar I could see both being produced. So my mom and dad growing up maybe thought I could get into drums maybe, or because I had a good beat, or take vocal lessons because I always had a good sense of melody. But when I picked up the guitar, I could see that I could do both, and that's why I was kind of pulled to it and drawn to it, that I could achieve these two things on it. And I think that's why I really focused in on it and kind of gravitated towards it.
Well, interesting. Most people don't realize this, but the guitar is actually classified as a percussion instrument. Because the pick is considered a plectrum, and so you're picking, you're pounding out a beat. So I can see how that sort of that rhythmic sense from drumming, and the melodic sense that you get from guitar, how all of that kind of fits in. Is that sort of something that kind of attracts you to keep wanting to work within that range?
Yeah, I think with the guitar, I like to, you know, experiment, especially recently, eight-string guitar. It's a newer instrument that's being produced in the past maybe 5 years. And I think the more I actually experiment on that, it's more rhythmic, I guess, and inspired. The eight-string guitar has more range lower-wise, so it has the same range as a bass, actually. So you have a guitar and a bass in one instrument, and I think that's how you get a lot of the percussive element, like you were saying. Like you can do like slapping and stuff like that on the lower strings and kind of get that bass effect with this newer 8-string guitar.
And have you ever thought of the Chapman stick?
Yeah, that's what people say, what's next after 8-strings, yeah. No, I haven't thought of that. I think I'm just going to stick to 8-strings for now, but I know that's quite a neat instrument as well.
Yeah, the neat thing about that is it actually does combine the bass, melody, rhythm, the whole thing. There's a musician out there by the name of Fergus Marsh who is just an incredible Chapman stick guitar player, Chapman stick player.
Neat.
And that, looking at all of that, and looking at the interest in the guitar and stuff like that, who have been some of your influences from a musical standpoint? Who have been some of the other musicians that you've listened to that you sort of have come to sort of enjoy their style? And I don't know whether you're trying to emulate it, but at least, you know, you're listening to these guys.
Yeah, I think, probably recently, definitely, there's a progressive instrumental band that actually, they play 8-strings, 8-string guitars. They're just a trio. They're kind of this similar style, which is, it's kind of hard to describe, to put this new style of music down, but it's like kind of progressive jazz metal fusion, like you were saying. And it's definitely kind of a blend. Their band name is called Animals as Leaders. So they've been a huge influence for me because just recently, actually, last January and also in the summertime last year, I was actually instructed and taught in a masterclass kind of setting by the lead guitarist, actually, from that band. So he gave me lots of tips and also techniques that he's kind of innovated, and I've been able to kind of work at those and kind of create my own and work off of that. So that band's been an influence. Also, some more jazz players, I guess. One of my Berkeley professors, actually, Tim Miller, he's he's in a jazz trio as well, and he's very influential, like a kind of a different harmonic sense. So I like listening to him as well.
Well, looking at all that, I mean, and you talk about Berklee, you've got a specialist high skills major in music. You're studying guitar and composition with Berklee College through distance ed. You're hoping to audition for Berklee and potentially get a scholarship there. How has all of this shaped your own musical interests to date?
I think it's been very, I guess, beneficial having that experience and just knowledge. I've been taking, I guess, the online distance there, so meaning that it is accredited online, so it's been nice that way just to take it. Currently, and then work towards going on campus there. So I think my professors have been very encouraging to me and very kind of inspired me just to do my best and go for it for the audition. Lots of them had said that I should apply for a scholarship and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been really, really neat that way to be able to have that support.
Well, looking at all this, what we need to do is take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, musician Zach Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Aligned Horizon from the Courage EP by Zach Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Zach. Looking at all of this as part of your background, too, is you've had a really interesting background. Your parents were missionaries in Russia. You were born in Russia. You traveled around a little bit and landed up back here in Canada. How has that experience sort of informed where you're going musically as well?
I think, yeah, it's neat having that background, I guess, in Russia, where my parents were missionaries. It was neat growing up with our Russian nanny who did, like, arts and crafts with my brother and I, and she kind of always involved us in the arts. Both Josh and I, my brother and I, attended orchestras and symphonies and ballets. They'd always have the orchestras there, and I think that influence as a child always was kind of neat, hearing multiple different layers there as you hear kind of in my music. I think that's also, I guess, a direct influence from hearing all those orchestras, and also, I guess, recently, Hans Zimmer is also an influence on my music as well.
Well, looking at all that, how did you take sort of all of these different influences and now develop this progressive jazz metal fusion style that defines your work?
Mm-hmm. I think with this kind of style, it just kind of is a variety, I guess. I can just describe it as a whole. It's just kind of a combination of multiple genres, and it's kind of hard to define to one genre. So it's definitely a combination of, say, like jazz and classical and kind of these orchestral parts, even, because of the different layers going on at a time, and also I guess the metal influence as well, just the heavier sections. So yeah, it's very, very hard to pin down.
Well, the challenge that I always find with just straight musical stuff is that you're not anchoring it to lyrics, so you're not using a lyrical line to create those musical hooks in that. Can you kind of walk us through, you know, how you compose your songs? How do you come up with the ideas and sort of take them to where they...
I'd say musically, it's kind of based off of maybe different techniques I've been practicing, or different, I guess, theoretical studies I've been doing through music theory to try out different techniques that way, arranging and composing. Also, I guess the song titles are inspired scripturally in my personal spiritual walk. I usually tend to name the songs around a certain theme that I've been going through in my life. So that's how I kind of compose and also name the songs.
Well, looking at that, and I guess when you talked about, you know, practicing techniques and that, that kind of goes back to the story of the song "Dust in the Wind" by Kansas, which initially started off as a finger picking exercise by Kerry Livgren, and all of a sudden he realized that, hey, this is a neat little riff, and developed the lyrics from it and went from there.
Yeah.
In your case, when you're working through that, and I'm listening to the EP, and there's so many layers to all of this. Have you got to that point where you thought, how am I going to recreate some of this stuff in a performance situation?
Yeah, definitely. I think also an influence, Phil Kagi. He's a Christian.
One of the classics.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great guitarist, and he actually uses a looper. I actually ended up getting the same looper as him, and have, you know, worked up to try to produce some of my songs live. I guess I do have the backing tracks with them, but the looper definitely helps me perform multiple parts, or at least some of the multiple parts.
Well, coming from the Hamilton area, have you run into Jacob Moon then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, talking looping, I mean, there's a guy who knows how to loop if anything.
Yeah, I've seen some of his stuff. It's really neat, yeah.
And you talked about, you know, you're using, sometimes your songs come from the practices, different techniques, working on things. Your song titles come from, are inspired by scripture. Where do you sort of get the ideas to throw all of this together? Like, is there any one thing that inspires you? You hear a song and say, hey, that sounds neat, maybe I can try and do a variation of this. How does that all pull together for you?
I guess, it's a bit of luck. It's a bit of inspiration. I think it's ultimately God's gift to me. I think, you know, it's not truly me who makes the music. I mean, it's obviously God who's gifted me with this ability. And I think I'm just kind of sculpting out what he's kind of given me as a talent. And I think that as I do this, it's a personal, I guess, reflection of the gift that he's given to me. And I guess I just want to bring, I guess, glory to him for the talent that I have. And I think in conversation, in multiple different settings, I think I always try to give him the credit, because I think that's where the credit is due, I guess.
So what made you decide to put this all together and do an EP?
I think it was time just to kind of, you know, that's why I named it the album title Courage, because I think it had two elements to it. I think it was Courage musically, because it's such a kind of different musical style than the normal sound you'd hear instrumental-wise. Also, I think spiritually, it was just time to, have the courage to do this and just have trust in God that he'd lead the way to kind of strike different connections up that way. And I think it was also a learning experience for me, having my own studio and just recording it all by myself, actually. All the drums, all the bass, all the different parts. I think that took a lot of courage and learning experience to do this. So I think it was a neat experience.
So how long did it actually take to pull it all together?
I'd say I started writing the first song of the four probably around this time last year. I think it started since I went to the workshop, master workshop of band Animals as Leaders, being instructed by them. Different techniques kind of piqued my interest and started kind of flowing musical ideas. So I started composing around last year, and then I started recording in August last year, and then I finished it end of November there. So then it was released the 10th of December. So it was a very long process, and I made many revisions kind of, but I think it was neat to see these songs just kind of take place and develop over time. So it was kind of neat that way.
Great. Well, let's take another quick break and a final break, and we'll be right back to wrap up our conversation with guitarist Zach Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to TSU from the Courage EP by Zach Thiessen. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Zach. Zach, what's been the reaction to the EP so far?
It's been great, yeah. I've had great feedback, many positive, also some good tips and suggestions. And I think it's been really neat to see people kind of inspired by it find their musical passion and gifts there. Also, just to see what God's given me, and I think it's just a celebration of the gift of music. I think music can be complex or simple, but it can have just as much as impact whichever way it is. So I think it's been neat that way to see people's reaction to it.
So what's next on your agenda?
What's next is right now I guess I'm preparing for my Berklee audition. I am also continuing to compose and increase, I guess, my spiritual walk and just seeing how I can, give back and serve God. I do play guitar at my church on my worship team, and I think that helps me keep grounded in my faith, actually. It sees where my strength comes from, and I think it's just a continual progression, I guess, musically, and I hope to continue education to become actually a professor at probably a university level, teaching guitar or music theory.
Oh, and if people are interested in getting a copy of the EP or finding out a little bit more about you, how can they do that?
You can go onto my website, www.zacktiessen.com. All there is my iTunes link and Bandcamp link for the EP, also my YouTube and SoundCloud and Facebook. All the social media links are all there, so you can find them all under that general hub.
Well, great. Well, Zach, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Today, thank you to my guest, Zach Thiessen. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's selawministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, SELAW13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.